welcome to the program. Today we continue message number 4 concerning the pastor and the people in an age of apostasy. In the book of 2 Timothy concerning how things should be done in the local church and in our homes in an age of apostasy. Chapter 1, we said in our previous program, the focus is on how we think. Chapter 2, on what we ought to be. Chapter 3, on what we need to know. And chapter 4, on what we need to do. Today we're going to talk about how we need to think during this age of apostasy, thinking from the perspective of the pastor and the perspective of the people. In both situations, we need to be honestly praying, "Guide me, O thou great Jehovah."
Guide me, O thou great Jehovah, pilgrim through this barren land. I am weak, but thou art mighty, for me with thy powerful hand. Bread of heaven, bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Feed me till I want no the verge of Jordan, did my anxious fears subside? Bear me through the swelling current, land me safe on Canaan's side. Songs of praises, songs of praises, I will ever give to thee.
In 2 Timothy, Paul is writing to the pastor at the church at Ephesus. Of course, his name was Timothy. We're going to read the first 7 verses here, but as we do, in verse 3, notice the word remembrance. Then in verse 4, being mindful. Then in verse 5, I call to remembrance. Verse 6, I put thee in remembrance. And then in verse 7, he refers to a sound mind. Now, obviously, this portion of Scripture is focusing on how we think. Beginning to read in verse 1, we read, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, according to the promise of life which is in Christ Jesus, to Timothy, my dearly beloved son, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. I thank God, whom I serve from my forefathers, with pure conscience, that without ceasing I have remembrance of thee in my prayers, night and day, greatly desiring to see thee, being mindful of thy tears, that I may be filled with joy. When I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois, and in thy mother Eunice, I am persuaded that in thee also. Wherefore I put thee in remembrance, that thou stir up the gift of God, which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, and of love, and of a sound mind. Now this portion of Scripture, as we said, this is basically telling us how to think in an age of apostasy, how to think from the perspective of the pastor and from the perspective of the people. The word think is in the Bible 65 times. The word thought is in the Bible 81 times. Thinking is the activity of reasoning concerning circumstances. Well, the circumstances we are facing today is apostasy. People are just running away looking for someone to tickle their ears rather than have a solid church, and pastors are beginning to compromise the circumstances. We need to realize how we need to think concerning the circumstances, and thinking is the activity of reasoning concerning circumstances. Now, reasoning is the power of the mind to think, understand, and form judgments concerning the circumstances that we're involved in. Now, David, back in Psalm 119, verse 59, says, I thought on my ways, and turned my feet unto thy testimonies. I made haste and delayed not to keep thy commandments. And so in the midst of the circumstances that David was going through, it says here that he thought on his ways. I thought on my ways and turned my feet. Now, this is a metaphor. Has to do with changing directions concerning God's testimony and God's commandments. He said, I thought on my ways and turned my feet unto thy testimonies. I made haste and delayed not to keep thy commandments. The word testimonies occurs 23 times in Psalm 119, and it has to do with God's standard of conduct. The word commandments occurs 22 times in Psalm 119, and commands emphasizes the authority behind what is commanded. These things are commanded by God. So David said, I thought on my ways, and I turned my feet to thy testimonies, and I delayed not to keep thy commandments. In other words, he changed directions. Joseph, the husband of Mary, was in the midst of some circumstances, and it says in Matthew chapter 1 and verse 20, while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him. He thought on these things. And so we have David here, he's thinking on his ways, and Joseph is thinking on these things in the light of the circumstances that they were in. In Matthew chapter 21, verse 28, Jesus asked the question, what think ye? That's a very important question. What do you think? How are you thinking in this situation that you're going through? Paul, going back to what he had to do with this situation, he's writing to Timothy, this pastor, in an age that has to do with apostasy. And we read in verse number 3 of 2 Timothy chapter 1, I thank God. Now that's interesting. I thank God, he said, whom I serve from my forefathers with pure conscience, that without ceasing I have remembrance of thee in my prayers day and night. Now here he is thanking God in the age of apostasy. Why? He's thanking God as he, verse 5, calls to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in Timothy, and not only Timothy, but also his grandmother Lois and his mother Eunice. And he went on to say, and I am persuaded also in thee. And Paul is about to write to Timothy about the things that he needs to do and how he needs to respond to the situation. And it isn't a very nice situation. But he begins it all with saying, now you need to stop and think about some of the good things. Think about the people who are standing like Timothy was and the unfeigned faith that he had in the age of apostasy. And so as we look at the pastor and the people, what we are to do in this age of apostasy. What is the pastor to do when the people start to compromise? What are the people to do when the pastor starts to compromise? Well, we have to face the facts, and we'll see that in chapter 2, 3, and 4 here. But before we do, let's not let this age of apostasy destroy our relationship with the Lord by the fact that we're thinking only of negative things. Paul the Apostle said in Philippians 4, 8, "Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these."
He giveth more grace when the burdens grow greater. He sendeth more strength when the labors increase. To added affliction he addeth his mercy. To multiplied trials his multiplied peace. His love has no limit, his grace has no measure, his power has no boundary, none unto man. For out of his infinite riches in Jesus, he giveth and giveth. Give up.